From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Vincent Bruce reporting. Dozens die in pro-Russian attacks in Ukraine. Pro-Russian rebels have launched an offensive on the key Ukrainian port city of Mariupol. In an escalation, the European Union foreign policy chief warns could lead to a further grave deterioration of EU-Russian relations. Ukrainian authorities say at least 30 people were killed Saturday when rockets hit a residential area of Mariupol. Secretary of National Defense Oleksandr Turchynov said the attacks are a crime against humanity and points blame at Russian President Vladimir Putin. Dozens of mourners held a minute of silence and lit candles in Kiev's Independence Square Saturday evening to commemorate those killed in Mariupol. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry issued a statement Saturday saying if Russia does not end its support for separatists and withdraw all weapons, fighters, and financial backing, U.S. and international pressure will only increase. Officials in Britain say the first person diagnosed with Ebola on British soil has made a full recovery and been released from a London-area hospital. Pauline Caffrey was admitted to the Royal Free Hospital in North London December 30th. The British nurse became ill upon returning from Sierra Leone, where she worked for the charity Save the Children at an Ebola treatment center outside the capital, Freetown. World leaders are arriving in Saudi Arabia to pay respects following the death of King Abdullah. Despite deep tensions between the nations, Iran's foreign minister was one of the first to arrive Saturday. U.S. President Barack Obama is cutting short a visit to India to fly to the Sunni-ruled kingdom on Tuesday. More on these stories at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Police in the U.S. city of Atlanta were searching Saturday for explosives on two jetliners at the city's main airport after authorities received what they determined to be credible bomb threats posted on Twitter. A spokesman at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport said the threats appeared aimed at an incoming Delta Airlines flight, a flight coming from Portland, Oregon, and a Southwest Airlines flight from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Fighter jets scrambled from a military base in South Carolina, escorting both aircraft, which landed safely. U.S. President Barack Obama will make history in the coming days as the first American president to attend India's Republic Day ceremony on January 26. VOA's correspondent Aru Pandey has more from New Delhi.
For New Delhi resident Aditi Banga, who attends every year, this year's festivities will be different.
The president of the U.S. is going to visit us, and we are very delighted and very indebted towards the United States of America that the president agreed to be our guest and guest forever.
Security is unprecedented in New Delhi, with some 50,000 police and military personnel deployed throughout the Indian capital and a no-fly zone set to be in place during the parade on Monday. Mr. Obama's trip comes just 4 months after he welcomed Prime Minister Modi to the White House in September, when the leaders of the world's largest democracies pledged to work together on issues such as boosting trade, countering climate change, and fighting terrorism. Aru Pandey, VOA News, New Delhi.
Japan's government is investigating a video appearing to show that Islamic State militants have killed one of two Japanese hostages that they have been holding. The video features a still image of one of the Japanese men, journalist Kenji Goto, holding up photos of the other hostage, Haruna Yukawa, in which he appears to have been beheaded. The Islamic group, which now holds a third of both Syria and Iraq, had threatened Tuesday to behead the hostages within 72 hours unless it received a $200 million ransom. Thousands of Yemenis marched in protest Saturday against the Shiite rebel Houthi group 2 days after the resignation of the president and the government. Sources close to the situation said the resignations of Yemeni President Abd Rabbu Mansur Hadi and the government of Prime Minister Khaled Bahah has left U.S. anti-terror operations in the country paralyzed. Friday, senior U.S. security officials said U.S. counterterrorism operations have been suspended in Yemen. Meanwhile, Yemen's political future remains unclear. Parliament is prepared to decide Sunday whether to accept the resignation of President Hadi. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.